KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have a mostly sunny sky. It's 47 degrees, and we look for continued sunny skies today, a high of 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Creston Police Department says two residents of the community reported one incident of vandalism and one incident of theft. A man residing in the 700 block of North Sycamore Street in Creston told police Tuesday morning that someone had slashed a tire on his vehicle, resulting in a loss of about $250. The incident happened sometime between September 1st and September the 5th. And a Creston man reported Tuesday that sometime between 3:30 and 4:30 p.m. that day, someone took his wife's purse from her vehicle while it was parked near 410 South Sumner Street. The loss was estimated at $60. And Sudgler was said to have been partially to blame for an accident that happened at around 8 a.m. Tuesday at the intersection of South Sycamore and West Howard Streets in Creston. Authorities say a 2013 Chevy Cruze, driven by 53-year-old Michelle McLaren Hicks of Creston, and a 2011 Chevy Malibu, driven by 27-year-old Chelsea Lee Sorensen of Creston, collided after McLaren Hicks, who was traveling east on Howard Street, stopped at the intersection and then pulled away from the stop sign. She told officials the rising sun obstructed her view of the pickup. The woman was given a warning for failure to yield right-of-way. Damage from the collision amounted to $6,000. There were no injuries reported. Well, officials of the Harlan Police Department on Tuesday released a report on arrests over the past week. On August 29th, 63-year-old Alan David Graham of Avoca was arrested following a traffic stop in the 400 block of Broadway. Graham was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of a prescription drug, prohibited acts penalties, and possession of drug paraphernalia. On August 30th, 37-year-old Daniel Harvey Pash of Harlan was arrested following an investigation. Pash was taken and transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with four counts of forgery, two counts of possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Last Thursday, 40-year-old Clinton John Gardner of Oakland was arrested by Harlan police after a call for assistance in the 1000 block of Chatburn Avenue. Gardner was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with public intoxication. On Saturday, 27-year-old Jeremy Bias and 32-year-old Neil Hussing, both of Harlan, were arrested after a call about subjects fighting in the 1600 block of Lincoln Avenue. Bias was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with disorderly conduct, trespass, public intoxication, and two counts of assault. Hussing was taken to the jail and charged with public intoxication and trespass. And on Labor Day, 51-year-old Jeffrey Rolland of Harlan was arrested by Harlan police following a traffic stop. He was taken to the Shelby County Jail on a charge of driving while suspended. Also in the news, two people were arrested on drug charges Monday evening in Pottawatomie County after a deputy was dispatched to check out a suspicious vehicle in the area of 270th Street and Hickory Road. The 2005 Saturn View in question was parked behind a grain bin. An investigation resulted in 32-year-old Sarah Loretta Graves of Hartley being arrested for possession with the intent to deliver, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for having a concealed weapon. Another person in the vehicle, 33-year-old Christopher David Kosick of Newton, was arrested for possession with the intent to deliver, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. During the investigation, authorities discovered 38.5 grams of a white crystal substance and 2.5 grams of a leafy green substance, a glass pipe, digital scale, and 15 small plastic baggies. They also located two stun guns and a silver knife with a 10-inch blade. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday no injuries had been reported following a rollover accident that took place Friday evening near Creston. Authorities say 24-year-old Courtney Lynn Wilson of Moss Point, Mississippi, who was wearing a seatbelt, was traveling east on 110th Street at around 5:30 p.m. when a rear passenger side spare tire blew out, causing the 2008 Chevy Malibu to go out of control. The vehicle entered the north ditch and rolled over. Damage was estimated at $3,000. The car was a total loss. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Auditor's Office reports another candidate has submitted nomination papers to run for the Atlantic City Council. Richard Dick Cassidy of Atlantic turned in his papers Tuesday for the 5th Ward seat on the Atlantic City Council. Cassidy was appointed by the mayor in 2015 to fill out the remainder of a term and was unopposed in November of that year to retain the slot. His current term is set to expire in January 2018. School board elections in the area will be held next Tuesday, September 12th. In Adair County, voters at the Nottoway Valley School District will have to choose between several people running for at-large director seat and two candidates for the District 2 director seat to fill a vacancy. The candidates for that lone at-large seat include James Campbell, Maureen Lonsdale, Terry Lee Rash, and Melissa Schwartz. Candidates for the District 2 seat are Melissa Larson and Kevin Wisner. Officials say that Tyson Sickles is running unopposed for the Nottoway Valley School Board in Director District 1. There are no challenges for the Adair Casey School District Board of Education, where Megan Kading, Jeff Leonard, and Mark Williams are running unopposed for three at-large seats. Elsewhere, Jim Knott is unopposed for the DMAC Director District 3, and Denny Davis is unopposed for Southwestern Community College Director District 1. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.